Wednesday, October 4th, Dr. Jeff Hill, professor at Auburn University, and Dan Menil, professor at the University of Windsor, presented a paper at the North American Ornithological Conference about their seeing, hearing, and recording sounds of ivory-billed woodpeckers in the Florida Panhandle. They and a small team of colleagues and students made 14 sightings over the span of a year and heard the birds on many more occasions, including sometimes hearing while observing a bird. After Cornell's reports of a male ivory bill seen in Arkansas in 2004, which some people refused to believe because the sightings ended and no birds were found this past season during a heavy search, Hill and Menil have had to deal with an enormous amount of skepticism. Of course, every sighting of a rare bird should be met with skepticism, and the rarer and more unlikely the possibility, the greater the amount of proof is necessary to establish beyond a shadow of a doubt that the observer's record is accurate. But the acrimonious nature of some doubters goes beyond scientific skepticism to actual slander. Fortunately, there isn't quite as much of that this time around, because Hill and Menil apparently learned from the Cornell team's mistakes not to make a huge declaration and claim proof when there really was room for argument. I'm down in Veracruz right now, so I got to see this presentation as I did last year's in Santa Barbara. Based on the author's accounts and the photographs, the habitat looks extremely promising. And the photos they showed of tree cavities also looked very interesting. What they recorded as double knocks sounded consistent with the double knocks of the ivory-billed's close relative, the pale-billed woodpecker, which I've heard in Costa Rica. But what I found most persuasive was the soft-spoken earnestness of Jeff Hill as he presented his case, not asking anyone to believe him without proof, but sure making a strong case that his spending another season trying to get solid, indisputable photographic proof is a good idea. Jeff Hill has a huge and solid reputation in science, with a specialty in the ecology of feather color. He's written over 150 peer-reviewed papers and 3 books. Dan Menil studies the behavioral ecology of acoustical communication in birds and is the one designing the sound recording program for the search. He's worked out a protocol so that this coming search season he'll be able to get recordings to trained technicians for analysis the day they're made. So if an interesting vocalization or double rap is detected, the very next day he can have camera equipment set up on site. It's extraordinarily hopeful that credible scientists are claiming to see ivory bills in Florida. And they report seeing at least one male and one female, so this is literally doubly exciting compared to the Arkansas sightings, which were at best only of one bird, and the only times the sex could be determined, all the sightings were of a male. I suspect that if there really is a tiny remnant breeding population in the Florida Panhandle, one male in desperate search of a mate might have been what was sighted in Arkansas. Regardless, it's hopeful to hear a couple of great scientists declare to 1,000 skeptical ornithologists that they honestly have seen and heard this huge, gorgeous, wondrous bird. I'll be hanging on to hope all winter. They're keeping all their information except the precise location completely available on their websites. You can find all the links via birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. From Veracruz, Mexico, I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.